Hey podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Andrew Gaff drops some huge Eagles news.
We hold our very rigged Big Breakfast election.
Hey, and the highlights from the beautiful Monkey Mine.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5. Catch up with The Big Breakfast and catch big brand vitamins and cosmetics half price at Chemist Warehouse for a limited time.
Here at Mix 94.5, it is The Big Breakfast. Hey, drop everything. Chemist Warehouse has selected big brand vitamins and cosmetics at half price. So hurry, the sale won't last. Only at Chemist Warehouse.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
It's the Eagles taking on the Demons at Optus tomorrow night. 7th versus 15th, but only two wins separate the two clubs. Andrew Gaff, g'day Gaffy. How are you, mate?
Morning, guys. Going well. Hope you had a good week up in Exmouth.
Oh, thanks, Gaffy. We're having a good time. Now, biggest footy news this week. I think there might be a bit of hijinks going on at the club. Lewis Jetta has a new haircut.
Yep.
It's a bit different, like the hair of a much, much older man. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's weird. I think he had a hat on for most of the day that we were training, and then I think it was Tuesday night. We often train at night time at Optus, which we did, and he got out in the oval and obviously took his hat on, hat off, and his hair was like that. And I mean, he does a lot of funny/weird stuff that it's almost like you move on as if nothing's happened a bit. Whereas if someone else had done it, it'd be a massive story and everyone would find it so hard to believe. But no, I think he enjoys the limelight, Jets, and I think he's going to enjoy people talking about it on Friday night, I think, even more.
Yeah, I've just seen the photo. He looks a little bit like Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek Next Generation.
Yeah, someone now, said Gaffy, George Costanza.
Sorry,
from
as
well.
Yes,
almost a little Fryer Tucker. Oh.
Now, Gaffy, I hear that you were stuck in an elevator recently with Elliot Yeo.
Oh, dear.
Was that a tense situation? Because, of course, you two are still fighting over the one business class seat left on most flights.
Oh, very tense. Yeah, well, we definitely weren't right next to each other. We had to keep a bit of a wide berth and obviously pretty character building in there, and we sort of, the relationship got probably a little bit closer than perhaps we expected it to pretty quickly. But, yeah, it's funny. As I said before, I think on TV, I think on Sunday, we pressed the call button and had to hold that down for 5 seconds, and they asked where we were, and we said, oh, I think we're between ground level and level one, as we could see on the screen, and they said, no, what's your address? So it was obviously, we thought we were speaking to reception, but we were speaking to the security company that the lift was organised under, and we had to wait another half an hour for
you're
then.
You're lucky it wasn't a call centre in the Philippines that you're speaking to.
That's right, it would have been 30 days.
Gaffy, I hope you did the right thing to get revenge against Yoey, and you drop one and then blame him and everyone can do that. But what about Nathan Vardy? What's going on there? Some weird stuff going on at the footy club. He keeps rolling up in different places dressed up, and one day he's in a suit and then he's in some zoot suit. Oh, what's going on?
Yeah, every now and again we do a few sort of fun sort of games, activities, and if you lose, you have a little punishment, and he had to, I think it was for about a week, he had to rock up the club in a suit, and yeah, it's funny, he rocked up to the airport for our game last week before we flew, and had to wear a suit because we all just wear our polo and shorts these days, and I mean, just embarrassing more than anything else, and getting asked questions by the cameras that always come to the airport to see us fly, and yeah, he sort of stepped it up a notch, I think, earlier this week. He wore one that made him sort of look like a bit of a clown in a clown suit a bit, I think, in the green suit. But he's a guy that I think he is takes a bit of care in how he looks. So I don't think he minded it too much.
Pretty slick big Barnes, isn't he? Yeah, absolutely.
And Gaffy, obviously a good character-building win against the Saints last week. You got the Melbourne Demons on Friday night. They're a hard team to sort of pick. I don't know what's going on with Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right. They beat Hawthorn a couple of weeks ago, and then Hawthorn beat GWS, who were second or third on the ladder. And it's a tough. I said before, it's a tough competition this year, and you need to be on. And we've last couple of weeks we haven't played our absolute best, but we're finding a way, and we need to find a way again tomorrow night against a team that will obviously remember how their season ended last year in the preliminary final over here, and they're going to come out firing, but we feel like we're getting close to playing some really good football, and we expect them to be at our best, but we hope that if we can keep improving from the last couple of weeks, we'll be fine, and give us really good momentum heading into sort of the second half of the year.
Hey, Gaffy, just a couple of quick things before we wrap up, mate. Is it a bit weird? Didn't you grow up singing your heart out to Team of the Red and the Blue? Is it a bit odd when you play them?
It is a little bit. Although back then they weren't winning too many games. So
no, they weren't.
No, no. I did. Every few weeks I had to refresh the lyrics in my head as a 9, 10-year-old. And I think Nathan Jones, when I was growing up, he was sort of in his first couple of years. And to see a guy like that, who played a lot of his footy throughout a time where they weren't winning many games at all, and now that they're a team that's I guess one of the teams to beat, and they're always seem a threat these last couple of years, and you admire guys like Nathan Jones who stick at a club when times are tough, and now that they probably haven't started the year as best they would have liked, but they're definitely on the upward trend, and hopefully for him they get some success.
And in a one-word answer, if you know, will he or won't he? Willie Rioli, will he play?
Oh, I'm finding out in about 15 minutes, to be honest.
Okay, we'll call you back.
I'll say yes.
We'll call you back
at the
end of the show.
Yes, I'll confirm
okay.
Later.
Oh.
I'll say
oh,
yes.
People get excited there. Hey, thanks, Gaffy. All the best, mate. Go get him.
No worries, guys. Thank you. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix
94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Clancy, Matt and Kimber doing it live from Australia's Coral Coast again this morning. We're at Finlay's in Cowbarry. I can smell breakfast.
Mm. Oh, so good.
As the bacon wafts through the air. Hey, guys, we are less than two days from, of course, a federal election. And the one thing that's been very different this morning is I haven't heard any political ads. You?
Oh, it's paradise.
It is paradise. It's an important election and we always need to take it seriously.
Of course.
But we just all get sick of hearing all the rubbish that goes along with the advertising, right?
Yeah. And the ban came in at midnight last night. So that, club stopped spending money along with the major parties.
A lot of people promising things that they never plan to deliver.
So what we thought we'd do this morning, just for a bit of fun, a couple of days from the federal poll, of course, is to have the big breakfast election to see who's going to be the PM of the big breakfast for the next couple of days.
Oh, okay.
I like that producer Tom forced us into wanting this role. I don't know if I even want to be PM, but let's give it a go.
Well, he wanted us to go to the polls, but you get to judge on our final speeches. We get to make a final call to arms, or at least a call to the voters of Perth and the listeners of Clancy, Matt and Kimber here on The Big Breakfast.
I'm just going to throw around the cash.
Have you got an election speech prepared?
Have you?
I do.
Well, should I go first?
Yeah, go on.
All right, well, I'll go first. Here we go. We are
one. Oh, you've got me already.
So proud.
Turn it up.
So proud. My fellow Australians, good morning, beloved constituents. You thought CMK stood for Clancy, Matt and Kimber. At the moment, it stands for corruption, mayhem and kinky. I'm going to change it all. It's simple, folks. A vote for the Clancy party will mean we'll get to party longer, harder and with less tax on the bevvies. Are you with me?
Yes.
In an effort to win over my fellow constituents here, in fact, my comrades, I'm going to eliminate red onion from all of the Australian meals.
I vote
Kimber's
for you.
Vote.
Matthew will receive a $10,000 bonus for every Matt's Hits From Your Hood song.
Oh, hello.
Have I got you?
Mm-hmm.
Look, along with my team, I've come up with a very new slogan. It's fresh, it's amazing, it's original, it's... Let's make Australia great again, folks.
Oh.
I have every confidence that once in government, the cabinet I put together will be strong, sturdy and able to basically stock enough drinkies for every Aussie to join the party. Now, I want the people's Prime Minister to be me. This includes kissing babies and photo opportunities even out of campaign times. It's rare, isn't it? And every Wednesday, I'll personally stand at the lodge and hand over a $5 note to every citizen, Sultan of Brunei style, without the dodgy stuff he's accused of. I call it purple love. That's the $5 note. All I ask is that you line up all 25 million of you in an orderly queue. It won't be easy, but no one pushes in because that's just not Australian.
No.
Oh.
Vote one, the Clancy party. Let's go.
Ooh.
Wow. That's okay. A good campaign. Woo-hoo. Very good campaign.
I mean, he's thought about it. Wow, my campaign's a lot shorter than that. Are we ready?
I used up your time, sorry.
All right, roll my music. We love this show. We're very proud of it, but some changes need to be made. I'm not about the fanfare or the hype. I'm a simple PM who just wants to make life and the drive easier for listeners. I keep it real. I know the commercials are tough. You want more music, but to keep your entertaining radio costing you nothing, we need ads. So I propose that we continue playing songs under all the commercials. I also vow to cut Phil Collins' Invisible Touch from the playlist. And Matt writes a Hits From Your Hood song every week.
Aye, aye, aye.
Make the big breakfast great again. Get rid of Phil Collins, please.
I don't know who to vote for now. I'm torn.
Vote for yourself, bud.
The listeners have to vote, so who knows?
All right. All right, Maddie. I shall. You may begin my music. My fellow Mix listeners, if you elect me Prime Minister on Saturday, I promise to end taxes, stop crime, and quick, I don't have a lot of time. It's all a lie. Left, right, Liberal, Labour, we're all the same. We don't care about you. Our kids go to the same private schools. We yell at each other in Parliament pretending we're on opposing sides, but it's all a pantomime. We then go to the same Canberra bars and laugh about how people think we actually care about you. So vote for me, Matt Dictinsky, on Saturday.
Oh! Hey, very good. So convincing all around here.
Oh, it's going to be a tough election, but we'd love to hear from you. And you might win the prize for Caller of the Day. That's the Dame Edna, My Gorgeous Life tickets playing at the Riverside Theatre Wednesday, October 30. Tickets through Ticketek. Maybe Dame Edna for PM.
Yeah, yes. And while we haven't worked out what it would mean to actually run this show for a week, we'll find that out, I guess. But 1-3-3-5-3, give us a call and say, just give us some votes. Who should be running? It'll be PM of the Big Breakfast.
And you perhaps could give us some advice on other policies we should be running.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good idea. Yeah, get involved right now. It is a democracy on the Big Breakfast this morning.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
One of us is going to be PM for the Big Breakfast for a week.
Yeah, the leader, our beloved leader.
We've just done our election speeches. We're putting it to you, the public, to give us a call and let us know who should be PM.
Who are you going to vote for? Let's go to Safety Bay. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning.
Who are you voting for, Carolyn, out of the team here?
Yedinsky Party.
Oh,
you're voting for Matt. How did Matt get your vote, Carolyn?
Because he was honest, guys. You're all full of it. You're just like the rest of us. I'm sorry.
That's great.
It was close, but he was honest.
Carolyn, it's my understanding you told our producers that you like Matt's Hits From Your Hood, and I'm just wondering whether your vote might be a little bit waylaid, because say that if I was elected that I would make Matt write a song every week.
So she's still campaigning for your vote, Carolyn.
But he can actually really do awesome hits from the hood. I'm sorry.
He can?
Yeah.
How often? Ask your PM how often he's going to write them.
I've already promised the listeners that I will be doing absolutely nothing. That's the whole point.
And Carolyn, you've already said sorry twice. You must stop apologising, because I'm voting for Matt as well.
Look,
close. One vote for Matt.
Okay, there's Carolyn.
Good
Matt
on you,
didn't
Carolyn.
Actually have any policies either, which is interesting.
No, he didn't.
And Carolyn's a great Australian.
Carolyn didn't quite get his surname right, but that's okay. Let's go to Mount Helena. G'day, Becky.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good. Who's your vote for as the Prime Minister of the Big Breakfast?
It just has to go to Kimber.
Oh, Becky, what won you over?
Well, fact, the sisters are going to stick together, but I just love the thought of having vegetarian democracy sausages.
It's pretty hard to get a veggie sausage at the lineup on Saturday.
Absolutely. It's impossible.
Well, I'll work on that. That's a good idea. Thanks, Becky.
Good
Thanks
on
for
your
vote, guys.
Let's go to Morley. G'day, Jason. Who are you voting for Prime
Morning.
Minister of the Big Breakfast, buddy?
Well, I'm voting for Matt. There's never been a politician that's never had a beard, so you've got to trust the guy who's got a beard, because he grows it.
Yeah.
He grows it through.
Oh.
Excellent
never
work, Jason.
Never been a PM with a beard.
No, there hasn't.
I'm sure he'll promise like 94.5 or 94 minutes of no ads and just music.
Oh, look, Jason, we'll certainly have a debate about that. It's a very important issue, and we'll do our best.
Oh, look how quickly he turned into a politician.
He's
Mr.
changed.
Honesty switched in a second.
Yeah, you'll lose Carolyn if you do that. He will become the PM if he does that, but he'll be program manager.
Absolutely.
Prime Minister.
So any other votes? Have we got any votes for Claire-Z?
No.
Oh. Producer said the votes have come in. It's 80% Matt and 20%
Kimber. Oh,
God, now I have to do something.
You have to do some work. Yeah. I'm just going to get a cushy job in the States or
All
something.
Right. Well, let's put it to, we'll put it on socials and see if we can change the polls by tomorrow.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
On the Coral Coast, in which we got to... Well, not only do a bit of travel, but we also, before that, checked out the incredible dolphins at Monkey Mia.
Oh, and the dolphins are just out there frolicking, aren't they?
They are.
We were looking forward to, in the morning, we thought, oh, well, after the show, we get to go and watch the feeding, because they do the feeding at certain times on the beach there.
Yeah.
And but it was actually the day before that was the most rewarding for me, because we were just out there having a little swim out there, just enjoying it, while a couple of us jumping on kayaks and things. Yeah. And the dolphins just went right by me.
Really
like,
close.
Right in front of me.
They come and say hello, did they?
Yeah, two of them. And well, one in her little calf.
One of the great sunsets in the history of sunsets
as well. Oh, my goodness me. Isn't it beautiful?
Wow.
Yes.
Incredible.
Nature's playground.
Oh, yeah. And there was commentary yesterday while these beautiful creatures are being fed. And we got to learn a little bit of history and a little bit of, some of the traits that the dolphins get up to. And we didn't know. And some of the mating stuff was interesting, but we won't go into that.
Family show, buddy. Family show.
They tried to deliver it in a family way.
Yes, they certainly did. Yeah. But here's a little bit of what we experienced on the beach at Monkey Mia whilst seeing the dolphins being fed.
Hello, Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Welcome to Australia's Coral Coast.
Oh, you are like a radio station or something. Oh, my name is Schmat Vicbinski. I've come up from Perth to see the dolphins. They're awesome. One of them was looking at me like a bit too much and I thought, listen, mate, put her away because no one looks at Schmat like that.
Hi, I'm Alana. I'm in grade 3 from Melbourne, and today we saw dolphins. The one I fed was called Kaya, and she was really cool, and I think she had a calf. It was really amazing and really fun.
Hi, my name's Kim and this is my wife Dina.
We're on honeymoon and we're absolutely loving it here.
Well, we haven't had much time to go and see the dolphins because we've had other things to do.
No. But when we did see them, oh, what a pleasure.
Oh, they're so cute. Those blowholes.
We're just having the best time.
Yeah. Oh, we've got other things to do, so we'll head back to our chalet now, darling.
They made the bed by now?
Who cares?
Hi, my name is Fergus and I'm in year 5 from Melbourne. We're going halfway around Australia, so we started at Melbourne, came down through Adelaide and up Perth, then over to Darwin, then back down the centre. This is the prettiest place so far. Seeing the dolphins and Monkey Mia is amazing.
Monkey Mia magic.
Oh. Where's all these lucky kids that are travelling around with their families, parents that are just going, come on, let's get out and about and see our own country.
Well, and what an experience. I mean, I grew up knowing about Monkey Mia, but it was my first time.
Yeah.
You know, there's a dolphin looking at you about 2 metres away.
Yeah.
It's magical.
Actually, I was just sitting at the hotel room when we checked in and looked down and there was just this emu just chilling out, walking around outside the hotel. There's lots of emus there.
Please don't take my eye out. Yeah. What I really love is a bunch of kids from Albury Wodonga going, what's Mix 94.5, Dad? That sounded so convincing.
They really sold it, didn't
they? God, it's a pity. Are we not making it in rural Victoria?
Oh, well, we'll keep working on
it. We've got to work harder, don't we?
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, my friends, I certainly know this feeling. I don't know if you've felt it, but you walk outside to get into your motor vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It ain't there. And you think, hang on a minute, I think my car's been stolen.
Twist.
And of course,
it was worth it just to hear that song.
Yeah, totally, totally. And you call our wonderful police service and they come over and they're extremely professional and very caring, but they do have that look in their eyes, which is sort of like, I know you liked your car, but you need to prepare yourself.
It's probably going to be torched.
Yeah, you ain't getting it back.
Sorry,
right?
We can't take prints.
Not
it's
the way
not
you
here.
Left it. Yeah.
Well, a brewery in North Carolina called The Unknown may have found a way to not only solve all car theft, but any grand larceny crimes.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they had their named van, a black van, like the A-Team van, right?
Yeah.
With the unknown painted all over it, and it got stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So they posted on social media and said, look, it's been stolen. We want to find it, and the reward is a keg of beer.
Hey! Right? Hey, you're talking?
Just a keg.
42 minutes later,
yep,
the van was found.
Hey!
Wow!
That's cool.
Beer, once again, solves everything.
Oh. Wow! Wow. Do the WA police know that they can solve crimes this quickly?
I don't know. But
they need to just bring that system in.
A carton of emu bitter.
Yeah.
Everything's gone. Crime gone.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome.
Wow, that's incredible.
Free beer solves everything.
Free. It does. Oh, that's the new logo.
The new police logo.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
And this morning, we're at the venue. We had dinner last night. In fact, we didn't go home. Finlay's Kalbarri.
Don't bring me down, Bruce. Is that what he says?
It sounds like he says Bruce.
Don't bring me down, Bruce.
Well, it's this Australian connection.
You could not bring me down being here at Finlay's. This
it's
is
lovely.
So beautiful.
How good is it?
Yeah, biased, I think, because you had two coffees before 6 o'clock.
Oh, we're getting so well looked
I know,
after.
I know, they're brilliant, aren't
the
they?
Problem is that this week can't continue.
I know.
You know, I've got to get back to work and me lemon and ginger tea
back
bags.
To reality.
Yes.
Yeah. But the good thing about this trip, too, is that things we've been posting on Mix 94.5 Facebook and on our Instagram and stuff, and all these other people are commenting going, yep, been there, seen that, went there with the family, going there this year, went there last year, and so it's just awesome that people are actually getting out and exploring WA and, you know, getting out and taking their holidays here instead of overseas.
And seeing so much that's going on. I think the freaky thing about the Finlays is they bought the venue, the business itself from the other Finlays, and they're not related.
They're not related, but the same surname.
You would think it would be the same, you know, some kind of link there in a small country town. But, yeah.
God, maybe one day I'll walk past a business called Dick Tinsky's.
No, you won't.
And think I've got a
it's not going to happen. Maybe in Poland.
In Warsaw.
Yeah, you'd be good with that. Yeah, but there were photos up on Instagram. Is that us eating our dinner last night?
Oh, really?
It is. Well, it was pre-dinner, so you didn't see all the plates that we managed to go through. We did eat quite a bit. But it was a seafood extravaganza.
Yeah.
You guys look like you were trying. What's with fish with wings?
The fish with wings.
Fish with wings.
Wow, get your wings.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And it's their specialty.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that before.
I don't know what it is, but it tasted great.
Yeah. We're an amazing advertisement over this week, okay, let's be honest, for Australia's beautiful Coral Coast. And you could be experiencing it as well because we've got a Coral Coast getaway giveaway.
Oh, excellent. Go to mix.com.au. All you have to do is register your details and you could be winning this incredible trip, which is like nearly $10,000 worth.
Are we not? We're calling someone tomorrow, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, make sure you're registered. Get into it. It's worth just under $10,000.
This will fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Oh boy, did we get to fly yesterday.
We certainly did, kid.
See, we've been sort of splitting it up this trip. We've been, some of us drive, then some of us take a flight and then we swap over the next time. So this time was for Maddie and I. We got to go on the Kalbarri Scenic Flight.
Beautiful.
And Claire took the drive down to Kalbarri and gee, what a beautiful flight it was.
Yeah, straight over Shark Bay and then crossing the coastline and seeing the cliffs, which I didn't even know existed.
No, me either. And these cliffs were really remarkable. We drove past and our pilot Elise said to us, you know, that highest point there is 940 feet.
Holy dooly.
I mean, we didn't expect that, and just crashing waves at the bottom, it was just gorgeous.
It was spectacular and felt, you know, incredibly safe and incredibly privileged and with our pilot Elise and the wonderful crew.
Hi guys, and welcome to your scenic flight to Kalbarri. We're going to have a beautiful flight today. It's a really light wind. Now, in the unlikely event of an emergency, don't worry, we've got enough blowflies to keep the plane airborne. You all do have a life jacket, and God, it looks good, doesn't it? It really brings out your eyes, so chuck that on your head and jump in the water. Now, we're going to be seeing possibly some wildlife. Out the left side of the aircraft, you may see some dugongs. Now, dugongs, they love seagrass. They absolutely love it. They'll eat 50 kilograms of seagrass in a day. There's more grass down there in Shark Bay than there is in a Fremantle student share house. So they are attracted to chocolates, 7-Eleven Slurpees and burgering. So sit back, relax and enjoy the flight.
Wonderful crew. Wonderful
excellent.
Crew.
I felt so educated too.
He sounded like a nice gentleman.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, had a bit of trouble walking up and down the middle of the plane though.
Very difficult. Yeah, it was more like pass it down back.
But you know, it is a real privilege to do it. As you say, sometimes you see these flights and you think, oh, well, that's a small plane. You know, you can only fit the six of us in there type thing. But wow, I mean, it just, once it takes off, it's unbelievable how comfortable it feels.
Seeing this country from the air is a remarkable thing.
Yeah. I think the colours, that's been the hardest thing. You can't capture them. I've been trying to take some photos and things from the plane and I'm like, oh, that's just not going to cut it. What we get to see with our eyes is much better.
Still got your Tiger Shark song stuck in my head from the other day, the Richmond theme song.
Have you?
I saw a tiger shark. Did you see anything else? Any tiger sharks again this
didn't
time?
Didn't see a lot of wildlife.
Right.
No, but just that beautiful contrast of the red earth meeting the blue
water.
It is
incredible, isn't it? Yeah, you see that a lot up here. Yeah.
But I'm going to do a crayon picture, so that should capture the whole thing. Yeah,
not a problem. We can get you some clad glue and you can make some things.
Oh, I'd love it.
Make some cliffs out of popsticks and glue.
Yeah.
No, it was awesome. So thank you to Kalbarri Scenic Flights and our pilot, Elise, who was excellent and also nailed the landing.
Yes.
Oh, and it was a bit, as we came in, it was a little bit rocky. It was getting a little bit windy towards the end there.
It was just
smooth sailing.
Yeah, and you didn't have Captain Paul in there freaking out.
Oh, it's brilliant. I've ever seen.
So good. Yeah, Kalbarri Scenic Flights offer a range of incredible and aerial adventures like these guys enjoyed yesterday. So take to the sky with Kalbarri Scenic Flights. Sounds like it was fun.
It was brilliant.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
It's time. The Game of Thrones finale parties are coming next week. I'm getting sick of playing the theme song, so each time I'm trying to pick a different one. This is like just a kid on a recorder.
Well done.
So if you'd like to watch it unfold with other fans, this is your chance. Next week, Monday the 20th of May, Backlot Cinemas in West Perth are offering a champagne breakfast from 8 a.m. with the episode starting at 9 a.m. Tickets are $22. You can book online.
Breakfast is coming.
Yeah. Or if you're Southside, Australia Hotel in Frio are offering some drink specials, table bookings and prizes for those who dress up.
Brilliant.
And also, the penultimate episode of Season 8, which just played last week, has had fans complaining. Apparently, many viewers are not happy with the decisions that the writers have made, and they're petitioning to have Season 8 remade.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, dear. Never mind the cost that was involved. Yeah. But the petition's creator says that the writers have proven themselves to be woefully incompetent when they have no original books to fall back on. The petition is at change.org if you want to sign it. It has over 46,000 signatures so far.
It's sounding almost Harry Potter-level nerddom, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Isn't it? Talk about complaints. Now, for those Lego Masters fans who also love their cult culture, you can buy a Stranger Things Lego set.
Yes!
Now, Stranger Things is a hit Netflix series that drew in diehard fans over two seasons, and the Lego set offers some pretty special details. I'm really into this. 2,287 pieces of Lego, and you can recreate the buyer's home and its upside-down version.
Oh, upside-down.
As well. Like, they sit on top of each other.
Yeah.
And it even includes functioning Christmas lights in the buyer's living room. If you're a fan of the show, you'll know what that means.
Yes, yep.
And 11 carries Eggo waffles.
Oh, great.
A little character carrying Eggo waffles. It's going to set you back, though, nearly $300 Aussie when it is released June 1st.
I'm out.
I want to build a Winona right now.
Yeah, it's a lot for Lego, isn't it? And John Wick 3 Parabellum is in cinemas today, and it promises bloodshed and theatrical action. Huh. There is a bounty over Keanu Reeves' head of $14 million, so he is in real trouble, and a lot of heads are going to roll.
Jonathan, what have you done?
Tell me what you want.
Passage.
I can't help you.
A $14 million bounty on his head. Everyone in the city wants a piece of it. I say the odds are about even.
There's going to be a lot of death. Yeah. There just is.
Mm. Sounds like one for the whole family.
Yeah, each John Wick has just been getting more serious than the next, so I think it's going to be pretty severe.
Next level.
It is in cinemas today, and that is your Daily Juice.
Very nice.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Oh, we're having a great time, and Matt and I, we were lucky enough to get on the Kalbarri Scenic Flight yesterday.
Yes.
So we came down and we took the trip in just an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That was very lovely. Clancy, you took about a 4 to 5 hour drive.
We had a 5 hour drive, and thanks to our buddies at Avis, because Avis Australia looked after us with cars for for the driving component of our trip down.
It's been a comfortable drive, so you can't really complain, and also it means you get to stop at the roadhouses.
We got to stop at roadhouses, and I've got to say the drive down from Monkey Mai yesterday, over the course of 5 hours, our producer Kat, who was sitting with me and we were keeping each other entertained, she proceeded to wave to 47 drivers in other cars. cars, trucks, and RVs.
Oh, good on you, Cap.
And so you should.
Yep. Only one waved back in all of that time. And that was Captain Paul, who waved one finger as he overtook us just before the Calbury turned off. I went, oh, that's Paul. He waved. Oh, no, that's not a whole hand.
I wondered if we were supposed to wave. I wasn't sure.
The disappointment from Cap was it was tangible. It was a bit sad, to be honest. Because she kept going, why aren't they waving back? I said, you are such a dag. She got her revenge by making me take a bit of a pie challenge and test out the Roadhouse pies.
Oh, hello. Oh.
So we did lots of pie stops on the way down. Pull out the cherry pie. I was going the meat pie yesterday. And the first Roadhouse we pulled up at was the Overlander Roadhouse, which was pretty early. This is how it went. Here we are at the Overlander Roadhouse, not far from Hamlin Pool, with pie number one. The big test is. Hang on, I'll just get rid of the fly. Mmm. Good pastry. Hang on, I'll just get a bit more meat. Mmm. Probably could be a bit warmer, but that's pretty good. I can't give you a mark out of five yet because I need to compare to the others. But it's not a bad start. I'll just put some more sauce on.
Just what you want on a Thursday morning while you're heading into work or dropping the kids off at school is to hear me eating a pie.
It's never too early you know, for a pie.
Yeah. You know what would be better than that? Hearing you eat a second pie.
Oh, dear. So it wasn't that far down the track at the Billabong Roadhouse where Jasmine, who, you know, these people at the roadhouses are hilarious. Jasmine was great fun. We asked for a pie in real Aussie style and she laughed along. She got us a pie, but this is only like 40 minutes later. I'm hoeing into another pie at Billabong.
Okay, here we are at the Billabong Roadhouse. We're on the road to Calbarry. It's pie number two. And I've got to say, they get a point already for their old tunes from 1942. And the ladies love it. Here's pie number two, Billabong. Yum. Instantly better because it's hotter. I'll give this one. See, that's really nice. I'm giving the Billabong four pie holes out of five.
Some big scores going out.
Very much so. Yeah. But you're right, temperature's so important.
It is
important.
You
don't want it too hot.
Yeah, true.
You know, so it's a fine line.
Yeah. So now that Katrina has decided that I have to eat another pie this morning.
Producer Cat's just produced another
producer
pie.
Producer Cat, the Red Bluff Bakery here in Calbarry. Do I really have to eat this?
It's not we went past so that yesterday. The bakery looked
pop
delish.
Some sauce on. I mean, we're being very patriotic. We may or may not have a new Prime Minister soon. I mean, what's going on? Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Dean Clares has put the pie in his mouth.
That's the bakery I was looking at for Lamington's yesterday.
Oh, thanks for commentating, you two. That is magnificent. I might go off to another room.
Is that all right?
That's sensational.
Breakfast pie.
Go the pies.
Red Bluff, you win.
Oh,
actually,
nice.
They're all pretty good. That's just part of the fun of the drive down.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very good. That one's getting five flies in your pies.
Get a pie in you.
Yeah, very
See,
nice.
That's the joy of driving. Matt and I went on the flight and we didn't get any pies out there.
I've ended up totally pie-eyed, but that was certainly worth it. Well done, everybody. And everyone wave to Katrina, the cat, the producer, who missed out on all the waves in the traffic yesterday.
I think the way it works is if you've got a caravan, you wave at other caravans. If you don't, it's kind of like they just ignore you.
She was so down and out.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Be like Captain Paul. Age well. Call Bethany on 131 151 anytime and learn to be a life expert. And now it's time for Captain Paul's Joke of the Day.
Now, as you may have heard a moment ago, Claire was trying all the pies on the way down here yesterday. You know that in Jamaica, you can get a steak and kidney pie for $1.75 and a chicken and mushroom pie for $1.60.
Really?
While in Trinidad and Tobago, that same steak and kidney pie is $2.50 and the mushroom pie is $2.25.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, those are the pie rates of the Caribbean.
Oh, dear. Would a sparrow come and take him?
Now that you've caught up with the Big Breakfast, catch big brand vitamins and cosmetics half price at Chemist Warehouse for a limited time. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.